While most of the wounded have come from the east of Mosul, many more injured civilians are believed to be trapped in the city. Fadela Chaib is a spokesperson for the World Health Organization, or WHO.
The areas around Mosul that have experienced fighting are not too densely populated, so the number of trauma cases is still relatively low. As fighting increases inside the city, we are expecting much greater number of injured civilians because we have no clear idea about the condition of the hospital inside the city of Mosul.
WHO has set up two fully equipped triage centres 25 kilometres from the embattled city, where trauma patients can be given life-saving treatment, along with more than two dozen mobile clinics. It's anticipating that around 40,000 civilians will need medical help. The cold is also a potential killer, and as nighttime temperatures plummet to freezing, UN agencies are also warning that camps for the displaced are filling up fast or are full. According to IOM, the International Organization for Migration, nearly 73,000 Iraqis have been displaced from Mosul and adjacent districts since the Iraqi military offensive began on October the 17th. The agency's Joel Millman said that on Thursday alone, nearly 4,000 people fled fighting in Mosul, but there's concern that many more are trapped.
This morning we know of 4,000 people arriving from the center of Mosul, so we know that people are coming out from where the fighting is heaviest. We also discussed our concern about access to us to leave the city has been hampered because we understand of five bridges crossing the river, four of them are no longer in operation.
UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, has six camps open and is opening two more to house Iraqis fleeing Mosul. It says that camps at Karaya, Hassansham and Kasa are now full and that it is critical to find new locations where families can shelter. The problem of displacement is not just limited to Iraq, however, and UNHCR says that this winter it will need to reach 4.6 million displaced Iraqis and Syrians, 1.4 million more than last year. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.